Are you telling me that we right now are gonna calculate how long it's gonna take to watch every anime in existence?
I don't think I want to do the differential
Can
equation,
you
but
even find all the anime in existence?
Yes, they're on my
Yes.
anime list. Not
Yeah,
mine personally.
then you just have to come up with a probable number of hours that'll come out of every season of anime, which is probably going to exist between a certain limit, probably.
All
And
right.
then once you figure that out, you could come up with all of the years between now and the future when you thought you were going to finish, and then you'd have to recalculate from there. It'd
It's
probably add a couple of years.
on a seasonally basis, if we just like said the average between now or from the beginning of anime to let's just make it 2050. How there'd be 40 anime every season on average.
I think we can count not quite being that much.
So like 30 or 35?
Are we not counting children's shows that like have been going on since forever? Because that could really screw you over.
Really screw you
You
over.
could be going on, and your grandchildren would still be watching shows.
How about remakes of old shows?
Yeah, those would count.
Oh.
Yuck. Going back to watch the show from the 70s and then watching the one in the 2000s, it's gonna be jarring.
You're willing to put yourself through the next 1,050 episodes of One Piece?
Yes.
I did it once.
All right. For the sake of the calculation, let's make the average anime that airs season for every season of anime's existence to be 30. And I guess that's 12 episodes per each of those.
What's that, since the 1970s,
You also need to take into account
probably?
movies and OVAs.
Wait,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so. Alright, let me do this then. Okay, so 12 episodes per 30, according to you, 30 of them. That's 360 episodes per
The
season.
average of episodes would be much higher than 12. It would be closer to like.
No, episodes
Well.
aired in a season. Oh, yeah, it would be higher than 12 because there's some that air 13 or even 14.
What do we do about
Okay.
OVAs?
And 20.
Yeah, OVAs and movies, let's just change that 30 to 35 or 40 just to account for all that stuff.
Okay.
Especially since the longer running ones like One Piece will probably drag that average up a lot higher. So make it like 45.
Well, no,
Okay,
because they can.
45
One Piece can
shows.
only air once every season. Only air one se 12 episodes in one season. Like, no matter how long it goes on.
True.
All right, I'll do 40, 12.5. That's 500 episodes allegedly, if we count on about 24 minutes per episode.
Yeah, well, let's do that.
Do we minus
I don't watch the
OPs?
OP and ED for every single episode.
That's a good point,
Yes.
actually.
Are you watching OPEDs for all of them?
Yes. That
No.
Okay, so we can
But I
count on about 24 minutes per.
I'm
Well, actually, short form series usually take up a small portion of
Oh,
them.
no, these
Yes,
guys.
I was about to
So,
say, take off
those
like a
are.
minute or two just because of
If we
shorts.
bring down the average a bit, it would probably be around 20 minutes
But you have to increase the average because now not only is he watching long shows, but also short form as well. So he's not watching whatever you said.
Oh, no. There's 27,000. No, wait, 2,700.
You're watching what? I'm gonna guesstimate like 15 long and like five short, or I don't know what it is average per season.
No, it's every anime.
Well, he's gonna watch everything. And so if we count on that, what was it, the 40 statistic for being the amount of shows and 12.5 episodes per,
There's
and
probably about 480 episodes per season, which is
times
times
20 or 21
20,
minutes.
9,000 minutes, which
Okay.
is
9,000 minutes a season. Get that in years.
Which is 160 hours. Which is 24.
It's like
6 days worth of anime.
Every season?
Yeah.
Okay, so multiply that by 4 to get the whole year.
It's 24.
Alright. So, say you can watch. Say you can watch, we'll put it at 10 hours a day. Somebody can probably watch 10 hours of anime every day.
Okay, how do I get from 26.6,
okay, I gotta get it.
Whatever.
26.6 hours is what that is. And he's asking.
No, days. That's 26.6 days worth of anime.
A year.
Right.
So can we even keep up in a year? So 26.6 days in a year, and we have 10 hours a day. So 10 hours in 365 days. Missed the button.
Are we counting sick days?
No.
No.
You're never too sick to watch anime.
Yeah, you're only too sick to work on Disney Infinity.
Okay, so you have the potential of watching 3,650 hours a year, and only 638 hours air a year. So that means 3,650 minus 638 is 3,012 extra hours a year. Okay, where am I going?
Sounds fair enough.
Where am I going with this?
Sounds livable.
I don't know.
We'll say I started in 2015 because that is this year.
So you start with 15 times the 3,600 hours of whatever that you have to catch up on.
Well, we're counting from like, wait, when's the first anime?
Probably 1970. We'll say
1970.
I thought we were starting from 2000. Okay, so from 1970. Okay, so
right. Yeah. So
oh crap.
That's 45 years. So in those 45 years, so 45 times these 638 hours that air every year. There, up to 2015, there have been 28,710 hours. So every year we have to account for the new amount of hours that is being accumulated by the new shows, and just keep on subtracting hours, the extra hours every year from that 28,000.
I smell a new article.
Why are we doing this? I just joined.
Okay,
don't worry about it.
I'm
almost there.
One thing you never want to do is you never want to ask why Anite has gone to do something completely inane. Because, my God, we do it all the time.
We're in the middle of math. Hold on.
Hey, I love math.
I love math, too. I'm a computer scientist. However, I'm logic math. I don't do this shit.
This is engineering.
Hours worth of anime I've personally watched, and I think when I calculated it was like 6 months.
Anyways,
pure non-stop watching anime.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. Curses.
To recap, max potential of a person watching 10 hours of anime a day can watch 3,650 hours of anime a year, and 638 hours of anime actually air each year, which leaves them with 3,012 extra hours to catch up on the 28,710 hours of anime that have yet to be seen, which are accumulated from the years from 1970 to 2015. So that leaves us with the final calculation. 28,710 hours divided by the 3,012 hours that you can potentially watch in a year means...
We're trying to work out how many days it would take to watch all of the animes, right?
No, we're trying to figure out when is the soonest possible time you can catch up on all the anime, and that is 9 years and or 9.5 years. 9 years and 6 months. Almost on the dot.
That's a long ass time.
If you were watching all that was currently airing as well as all that aired in the last 45 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Why would you ever want to do that?
So much of it is so bad. Your crap.
That's at 10 hours a day. So by the year 2025, the end of the year 2025, oh wait, this is halfway through. So the year 2026, you will have watched all the anime.
But that just means catching up, right? That doesn't include all the anime 2016 and later?
No, it includes all of that.
Oh, so it includes like all anime from 1970 to 2050.
No, 15.
Oh. 15.
Yes.
So I guess you should also add the 9 years it would take for anime that actually aired between the time you were catching up.
I did. See.
Okay then. So
the
it's
max
to,
potential.
So it's actually to 2024 then. 2024.
No, 2026. It takes 9.5 years.
You said 9 years.
9.5.
Then it's 24.5.
Yeah, we're already halfway through 2015.
24.5. Okay, then it's 5.
Semantics.
Right, yeah, you know you're right. 2025 is the year. Are we good with
really
that?
I really feel like right underestimating the amount of anime that's produced.
I overestimated the average anime per season. I said like 40 or so.
Hmm.
Well, no, this accounts for every anime that's airing in a season. Like, even ones that aren't new.
But it was an overestimation on the number of animes per season. It's not 40, I don't think.
Oh, there's much more than that. I think there's
but
like 70
there
right now.
There was less in the past, though. In 1970,
in 1970 there was probably like 5. So
who's going to sponsor Stanek on his quest?
I would. Sorry.
If someone gave me like I don't know,
not
like
it,
50 grand a year, I would do it.
50, damn, I'd do it too, man.
Anyway, it's a full time job.
But you guys have to remember that this is every anime ever, regardless
of quality.
I'd
probably do it for 20 grand a year.
Oh, yeah. I've seen horrible anime before. It's within my job description.
It's
after all, I watched Magical Warfare.
Oh, God, why would you watch that?
Even I dropped Magical Warfare.
Because.
I very rarely drop a show that I get halfway through, but I dropped that.
Yeah, but, you know, it was kind of... I just felt like I had to keep watching that horrible excuse for a show. It just had to.
I really liked it. I wanted to like it. I wanted to like it. But I couldn't. I liked the concept at the beginning. But I just couldn't. I was talking to Ken about it, and I just every time I started talking about it, I just liked it less and less.
So, any final remarks on the math?
That's a long time.
9 years, 6 months, man. That's actually a shorter amount of time than I thought
it'd be. In the time it took you to calculate all that shit, you probably could have watched an episode and been further along.
Boom! You lost time!